Thanks for calling Crafts Video Membership. This is Khalifa.
Oh, hi. I received an email that says I'm still a Craftsy member, and I got an email over a year ago saying I wasn't, so I didn't access any more of the classes. Can you check on my account?
Yes, ma'am. What's the email address on the account?
I believe it's salvella@aol.com.
Okay. Okay, so looking at your account, it's at 1287 Westlake Avenue North, apartment E224.
Westlake. All right, say that again.
1287 Westlake Avenue North, apartment E224.
Which state?
Washington, Seattle, Washington.
Oh, I haven't lived there for a couple years, so. Do you see that, does it show that I've continued to pay for this? Have I been charged for this?
With that, you do have a membership that was, looks like it was renewed
because
back
I've,
in March.
In March, I was charged how much?
$120.
I tried to unsubscribe over 2 years ago, so I can't believe that you've still been charging my credit card. I have not used it because I couldn't even get on.
Okay. So go ahead and make sure that this is canceled
and
get this refunded back
someone.
To you.
Yeah, I spoke with someone a very long time ago, because that was over 2 years ago. So I don't know how much I paid into Craftsy over, I don't know what the time span is. How many times do you show that I was charged?
I have one in 2018, excuse me, which I'm assuming was the original order. And then 2019 and 2020.
I was charged $120 three times?
Yes, ma'am.
I used it for less than 1 year because they switched over to another name. They were bought out by another company, and I was never able to get on. I was on the phone back and forth for the longest time. So I don't feel like I should be charged for any more than 1 year.
Yes, ma'am. This past year for 2020 is the – I'm going to go ahead and get that one refunded for you.
I'd like you to refund 2019 also because I did not use it. And once they were bought out by that other company, I couldn't even get on. And I tried for customer support and wasn't able to get it.
Okay. I can put it in your notes as a request for 2019, but I'm only authorized to do 2020.
I have also tried to unsubscribe from it many times. This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. I had no idea I was still being charged.
So I'm going to go ahead and do the refund for 2019. I'll go ahead and make mention of that and send it over because I can't approve 2019. A higher department has to approve that one. So I'm going to go ahead and send that over for you as well and let them start working on that.
How long is that going to take? Because I'm telling you, this has been ongoing. I've tried to unsubscribe back when they were bought out, and I had no idea I was still being charged and have not used it at all.
Okay. It normally takes about 2 to 3 business days.
Which credit card do you show being used? What are the last 4 digits?
I don't show a credit card on file on this screen because we, as the agents, aren't allowed to see what credit card is on the file.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't seen it on my credit card, so I don't understand how I've been continually being charged. I mean, obviously, I could have missed it.
Let me see. Give me 1 second. I can try to look somewhere else and see if I can see it for you. Okay. I'm pulling the account, the actual Craftsy account, to see if I can see that if there is a credit card under that. Okay, we have the card ending in 7424.
7424. We'll go look at that. Anyway, I want it taken off. I would like to be unsubscribed and discontinue this, which I had tried doing 2 years ago. So I cannot believe I'm still being charged for something have not even been able to use.
Yes, ma'am.
So can you discontinue this?
Yes, ma'am, I can. I'm going to go ahead and get that canceled for you.
You're being very nice and very helpful, but I'm going to tell you I'm very frustrated to think that I've paid $360 for something I used for 1 year.
Yes, ma'am. That's understandable.
And I know I've been through this before when they changed hands and I never got a response. So I'm not confident that you sending this email is going to get me a response.
Let's see. All right. I did put in for the 2020 refund, which takes about 2 to 3 business days. I also, once I put that one in, I did go ahead and try to put the 19 in as well to see if they'll go ahead and push that one out as well. And I have no transactions.
And when should I? Are they going to call me? Are they going to? What's going
to
happen?
It'll be reversed back to the card.
If they decide to do it.
Yes, ma'am. Otherwise, they will send you out an email stating the reasons why. And if you wanted to dispute, you could send an email back to that one they sent you.
Can I request a phone call to speak with somebody about this?
Sure, no problem. And what is a good phone number for you?
805-267-6699.
Okay, that's 805-267-6699.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I have put both of those in for you and requested your phone call back. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
I mean, I had no idea this was still going on, and I can't even access any of the classes I originally purchased.
So when you log into the account, it doesn't have an icon that says classes with a graduation hat on it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just very frustrated. That's a lot of money to have been charged for something I was not using and had tried to cancel 2 years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling Cassidy Membership. I do apologize for that.